Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again. It is Pride Month throughout the United States, the month of June. Usually during this month, we like to celebrate some of the organizations that are predominantly working with the LGBTQ plus community around the United States. We welcome back a guest that has been with us several times over many years, Ross Murray, who is the vice president of the GLAAD Media Institute, GLAAD, which used to stand for, again, Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, but so many different letters have been added to it, it doesn't spell anything acronymically anymore. So it's just called GLAAD. Is that the way it works?
Yep. We're just GLAAD, very Scandinavian spelling, and people can call us happily or GLAAD or that media, strategic media advocacy organization.
Good. So anyway, here we are in Pride Month, and you work throughout the year with GLAAD and the various initiatives. Catch us up to date on exactly what the projections are for the issues in the community presently and as we look ahead for the remainder of this Pride Month and the rest of this year, 2022.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting because, and this happened last year too, Pride Month kind of comes at the end of what is for most states, the legislative season in the United States. And the last 2 years have been very brutal. There has been so much anti-LGBTQ legislation that has been proposed and then passed in some instances. And there's a lot that we were able to defeat. But by the time we get to June, we're kind of exhausted. And June and Pride Month now has kind of gone from being, you know, a celebration of the LGBTQ community to recognizing how much work there is to do and what forces are still trying to suppress the LGBTQ community, deny our full humanity, deny our ability to live and act and move in public. And so as we kind of pivot from Pride into the end of 2022, there's really a big look at the US midterm elections to make sure that the state and the local leaders that we are putting in power are people that are not going to be introducing laws that can prevent people from receiving medical care or prevent them from receiving a quality education or makes being transgender or gay or queer illegal. And that means that we're going to have to spend the rest of 2022 really making sure that we have leaders that know and understand and care about and want to support the LGBTQ community.
What is the strongest tool in your toolbox to get that done?
For us at GLAAD, we are a media organization. And so we believe that the media has a way of reaching people, of educating them, and of mobilizing them. And so we in 2020 did a really big push to make sure that LGBTQ people understood what the stakes were for the community, understood how to make sure that they are registered and encourage them to vote. We're a nonpartisan 501c3 organization, so we will not tell them who to vote for, but we are going to talk about what's at stake for the community and to make sure they know how to vote. And we have partnered with really great organizations like Headcount, which does a lot to register voters, especially young voters. They partner with music artists, celebrities to help drive and incentivize people to register to vote and then to make an actual plan to vote on election day. And so we can amplify that. We have access to celebrity. We have access to media to make sure that the LGBTQ community understands what's at stake and our allies also understand what's at stake for us and then understand what we can do about it, which is what's really important. It's not just, you know, these things are happening in the world and that's too bad. It is, we have a say in our own future, and voting is one of those ways in which we make sure that we can have the future that we want.
as a media organization, I'm sure you recognize the fact that a lot of the misinformation that people are getting that drives some of these negative influences are media outlets. Do you ever find yourself in a situation where you need to call out the imperfections in the media that's driving some of these things that are not true?
Absolutely. And this is, I mean, you said GLAAD's old acronym. The other part of that acronym is against defamation. And so calling out the stereotypes, the misinformation that exists about the community is still a part of our mission and a part of our work. And so, and because since GLAAD was started in 1985, what counts as media has just exploded and proliferated, right? And so one of the things that we've done is created a social media program vertical to hold social media companies accountable for the misinformation, for harassment, for safety for the LGBTQ community. And last year, we released our first ever social media safety index, and that's something that we're releasing in June for Pride again this year, that is going to talk about and measure what progress has been made in the major social media companies like Twitter and TikTok and YouTube and Facebook. And of course, I'm going to forget one. There's five.
There's probably 20 more that
there are five. The five big ones are the ones we kind of give the and now we're going to measure what that progress looks like and what they've done to enhance their policies, but also what they've done to actually enforce the policies they already have on record. So we have to do that there. We have to do that with newsrooms and with journalists. And that is, you know, local newspapers, local radio, with major news outlets like the CNNs and the MSNBCs and even the Fox Newses to call out the lies and information that come from outlets that want to distort the reality of the community. And then, of course, it's not just against defamation. It's also why we don't use that acronym anymore. It is, how do we build something that is proactive and help people to know and understand the nuances and the realities of our lives, so that you can learn about transgender athletes, not because of a political debate, but actually from the perspective of young people who are athletes and who are transgender. And so working with and promoting, and I have a colleague that was a producer on a film called Changing the Game, that lets people see and know and understand what their real life is like, not what a distorted image that gets said in a public debate or a talking head on television, but actually hearing from them themselves, which is really powerful and really important.
When GLAAD first started in 1985, it was at the front end of, or but nearing the crest of the AIDS crisis in the United States, and it was designed to give people true information about what was going on with the AIDS epidemic in the community. The decade after that, GLAAD sort of morphed into representation in the media and in the arts, in film, on television. And then now it's gotten a little more on the side of telling the truth in the political arena. Has the morphing of GLAAD hit some benchmarks that you can point to as being real victories that give you some hope for change for the future?
I mean, I think so. There's been some absolute wins. And there's a page on our website a few years ago, we had someone that was an archivist that created a project that just talked about some of these major milestones that we've been able to do. You know, having the words about the community and having us being accurately described is one of those. Stopping major publications like the New York Times or the Associated Press from using the term homosexual, and instead using accurate terms like gay or lesbian or bisexual or queer or transgender to describe the community is one of those major milestones. And that goes a long way because language influences how you think and how you feel about the community. Other ones to recognize: when GLAAD began, there were hardly any openly LGBTQ characters, and the ones that existed were pretty one-dimensional stereotypical, intended to either be laughed at or to be the result of violence. And what we're seeing now is a growth of portrayals of LGBTQ people and showing the breadth and the diversity that exists within the community, where on broadcast television, I believe for the second year now, we've had more non-white LGBTQ characters, right? We have more transgender people. We have more bisexual people. It's still not enough, but it is definitely growth. And we are tracking that through reports like the Where We Are on TV report, or the Studio Responsibility Index. And so we can see that progress that we've made. And we know that those images and those stories, if they can be viewed and seen, are going to change hearts and minds. But the difficulty is, with this ever-expanding media universe, people can watch things that reinforce their biases, and they can ignore the really good, nuanced storytelling. So part of our task is always, how do we get in front of the people that need to hear this so that they can learn more about the community and perhaps have their hearts or minds moved?
Speaking of media and the digital world and the digital environment, digital universe, how can folks find your place on the internet and in the global batch of media stuff that's out there?
Oh, yes. Please visit GLAAD.org, GLAAD.org. That website is kind of our central repository for all of the things we're doing. There's a lot of programming going on at GLAAD. We're all over the place. And so you see a lot of that getting reflected there. And then I would also say following GLAAD on our social media platforms, make sure that you are seeing what is happening kind of in real time. We have interviews with celebrities. We have responses to what is happening in the political world. We have conversations with community leaders. And so that is able to kind of help nuance that. And that's GLAAD, on Twitter or on Instagram or on TikTok or on Facebook. And so finding ways to kind of track and follow what we're doing, and then getting involved. I mentioned voting is going to be one of our really big initiatives for this year. And that part of the website, GLAAD.org/vote, make sure that you are registered and that nothing has changed, or you haven't been deleted from a role for some reason, and that you also can make a pledge and make a plan to vote when Election Day rolls around.
Our guest this week on Spectrum on China America Radio has been Ross Murray, the vice president of the GLAAD Media Institute. Ross, congratulations on the work that you folks have been doing. Enjoy the rest of your Pride Month, and we look forward to keeping in touch with you as other initiatives unfold in the weeks and months ahead. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Radio, a weekly public service program featuring news, information, lifestyle experiences, and stories of interest to our listeners in the United States and around the world. If you have suggestions for future topics or guests to be featured on an upcoming Spectrum program, send them to us at programming@chinaamericaradio.com.